I'm gonna rise up, gonna kick a little ass, gonna kick some ass in the USA. Gonna climb a mountain, gonna sew a flag, gonna fly on an eagle. I'm gonna kick some butt, I'm gonna drive a big truck, I'm gonna rule this world. I'm gonna kick some ass, I'm gonna rise up, I'm gonna kick a little ass, rock flag and eagle.
Okay.
America.
Okay. Thanks to Mike Florio, Garrett Podell, and Layla for joining us today. She had to run to the all-important 2:30 meeting. She can't miss that. She is not exempt.
Well, she's the lead anchor, and they've got a special event coming up. Oh, so
I get it. So, I know. She got all the NASCAR stuff.
Yeah, all of the NASCAR. Yep. And on southbound, actually both bound Lakeshore Drive, you will see all the fencing is set up. I just saw that driving in this morning for the race this weekend.
In fact, at night, at 10 o'clock or so, you will have wonderful traffic still on Lakeshore Drive because of all the fencing and the NASCAR setup.
So yeah,
got that going for you.
And it's down to like one lane going southbound, so I'm going to use the lower whacker hack to get back home today.
Lower hacker, am I right? Thanks to Ray Diaz.
No, you're not right.
Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lafka for their things and stuff. Parkins and Spiegel are here. Hello, boys.
What's up? Those of us Kennedy commuters.
I know.
I've no sympathy.
I know.
I live on that highway. It's horrible.
It has its own zip code. Highway has its own zip code. Danny gets mail there.
Well, life is a highway, Danny.
I mean, it's amazing, though. I am getting a lot of reading and YouTube watching done because I'm going 0 miles an hour for a 10-mile commute. It's just ridiculous.
How's War and Peace going?
It's insane. Tanny's like, I'm really banging out these audiobooks. I'm like, I'm reading books.
Like, actual? Is this like Phil Jackson doing crossword puzzles while he's driving the team van?
Dude, it's safe. Yeah. It's safe.
No, it is not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is not.
Dan, I'm going 0 miles an hour.
Yeah, but you're still in a death machine.
My car.
Death machine.
That is the White Sox.
It has the like automatic braking thing that lets you know if you're coming up on a car in front of you too fast. It has the side sensors.
Okay.
I just coast along at 4 miles an hour home.
Yeah, we've got
everyone can see you.
We have achieved a certain level of the future now with the automatic braking thing and the side sensors.
I hate the automatic braking thing.
You Me do? Too.
I turned it off.
I usually disengage it.
I turned it off. Because I'm like,
well, that's
I'm
hard for your reading.
That's true.
I didn't really think of that,
He's
I guess.
Not getting a lot of reading done.
Yeah, I'm just going to change my reading habits.
I'm just saying.
No, you're right. Danny, you're right about that.
That's
it
what
definitely
I do.
Would mess up your reading.
That's what I
would
do
never
most
read
of my...
if I didn't have the automatic braking thing on.
That's what I do most of my writing, actually.
Yeah.
I do more writing than reading.
I do a lot of Legos. Really complicated grown-up Lego
the Death
art
Star
architecture.
You know, you're just like,
yeah, Frank Lloyd Wright house, all that. Yeah, it's great to do while driving.
It's doable.
It became a scam at some point, the Lego thing. It makes me sad. The pieces are in all different kinds of shapes now. Like, hey, where am I going to get a piece that looks like this to do that? Oh, they just made one.
So
that's not a Lego.
Neither one of my kids got into Legos.
Ruben did for a while. I enjoyed it. I helped him make the Mystery Machine, the Scooby-Doo and the
mystery
gang.
Mystery Machine.
The plural of Lego is Lego. It's not Legos.
You're right.
We did go Thank to Legoland.
You did out in California?
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend Justin Roberts, great kids music artist, nominated for several Grammys. They played New Year's Eve at Legoland, 7 p.m. show. I always loved that.
He probably got 50 grand for it.
I'm sure they did very well.
Yeah.
But what time's your New Year's Eve show? 7 p.m. Yeah,
I heard so, it may have been PK.
Actually,
that said,
that's perfect for me now.
You've aged into that.
Perfect.
Maybe
one set.
I think it was a celeb that was saying that concerts, there should be a whole new thing now of concerts that start at 5.
Dude. Amen.
You know how many times, Tributosaurus, we've talked about this. We used to do the 7 o'clock show and the 10 o'clock show. Eventually, we aged out of the 10 o'clock show, and we've talked about eventually adding the 5 o'clock show.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Or like an afternoon show.
Sure.
Like a weekend 1 o'clock. You want to rock? Get here at 1
yes.
o'clock.
I want to rock, and then I want to go play 9 holes.
And Or you want to go to a show, then you want to go to your dinner at 5:30 and then go home. That's what you want.
But first, rock.
That's luxury.
Hey, man.
That is luxury.
Part of our success has been a 7 o'clock show or 7:30 show, and you can get home and relieve the babysitter, or whatever you're calling it these days, by 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
He's home relieving the babysitter.
Exactly.
Did you see what closed at Lincoln and Grace?
At Lincoln?
That hot dog stand, Mangi's?
Do you know
the one right up from down from Martyrs?
Yeah, yeah. No, I
near the
know.
Trader Joe's there.
I would never think that down there.
Really?
It's my fault.
Wait, that place closed?
Yeah.
Martyrs is your spot.
I thought that would be a frequent haunt of yours.
We would always go to Diner Grill. We'd always go around the corner to Diner Grill.
Dinner Slinger.
Or we used to go down Lincoln to the Golden Apple.
Still going strong. Still 24/7.
Yeah, open every
one
all
of
times.
The last. And the owner says, like, we don't have locks.
First,
and he didn't mean the smoked fish.
First Wednesday of the month for like 6 years of Tributosaurus, we would end up at 10:30 or 11 o'clock at the Golden Apple.
I tried to convince people after the Roy Wood Jr. show that's where we should go. It's
100%.
Right there.
Yes. It was there 2 weeks
I'm
ago.
Like, let's
it's
go.
Still great.
Better never.
But I
best
feel,
Monte Cristo in town.
Yeah, like I felt like the old guy, and I was just like, instead of us trying to go find some trouble, like, why don't we just go hang out at this awesome diner that's around the corner?
So get some
breakfast for dinner.
At the beginning, we would go, and there was this one waitress. She was really cool, really nice, but she had terrible teeth, right?
We used to see her. Curly hair?
Thanks for outing her, Dan.
I know her.
Oh, yeah. Waitress with bad teeth? Sure. Oh, yeah, of course.
Great waitress.
Not anymore. Because about 2 years in, she started going to the dentist. And by 4 years in, she had incredible teeth. So we thought, we tipped her very well every time. We financed her teeth.
Well,
we thought if we kept going, she would just add another layer of teeth every couple of years.
Like a shark?
Why not?
I think that's how it works.
The more milkshakes we got, the better we tipped, the more layers of teeth she would have.
When I was in college, Salt and Pepper Diner was the place to go.
Oh, yeah, on Clark.
So there's a... No, on Lincoln.
Near Sheffield.
There was also the Lincoln Diner, too.
Hold on, I'm not done yet, Dan. There's a place that's on the corner of Webster and Lincoln that is something, and it says, like, Salt and Pepper, and I'm like, is this where they went? Hmm. Is this their new venture? I can't remember the name of it, but it feels like it's like this, kind of like Little Goat. Like, it kind of feels like... Oh, this is where they went.
Like a sub-brand of some kind?
Yeah, and now I'm like, do I need to go in there to inspect this salt and pepperness?
So what brilliant comics bit, famous bit?
Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
Mulaney's What's New Pussycat.
Yeah. Whoa!
Is that the Salt and Pepper Diner?
Has anybody been to what the Golden Apple on Irving Park on the west side of the Kennedy? In old Irving Park there.
I don't think
that
so.
It used to be a Golden Nugget. And now that golden nugget is now Lawrence? No, the other Golden Nugget on Irving Park is now Wasun.
I thought it was a Golden Shower.
Chinese place.
Is that a Golden Shower?
No, but there is a diner, an independently owned diner
Tanny,
just opened up.
Peter.
Tanny's right.
Wait, you dumped that? Yeah, of course they did.
You didn't dump that. Now he did.
Yeah, he did. I don't think, hey,
whee! Dump that.
Yeah, dump that.
Out of way, ring the bell, kid.
What was your question?
So is that Golden Apple now? Is that what that is?
What is in the Golden Nugget on Irving Park?
I don't think anything yet.
Yes, it's a diner, but it's not one of these, it's not Big Diner.
But the Golden Nugget on near you still exists, right?
The one on Clybourne and Diversey is still a Golden Nugget, correct. They just redid it. And they doubled all the prices.
Oh. Well, I mean, still, you were getting a good deal back in the day. I don't mind paying the double prices.
Quick parenting question for the parents of the room.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Either you guys have any fireworks horror stories? I'm keeping Owen up tonight, taking him to the 9:30 fireworks show. That's almost 2 hours after the bedtime, but then getting out of there, won't be home till 11. He's done fireworks once, wasn't scared of them.
Great.
But I vividly remember my little sisters going to fireworks shows and crying, and then my dad having to like carry them out of there.
Are you going headphones?
I think you should,
because I think that's the thing that scares kids. It's the loud noises, not the light show.
Yeah, the thumpers that you feel in your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, those intentional thumpers. That's scary. Yeah, I mean, that's a good call.
That's part of the reason, strange enough, from the guy who's not a parent. But that's the stuff that like kind of gets the dogs too, where it's the sound and it's the – how's Omar going to be dealing with all of this?
He doesn't notice anything.
Omar, oh, great. Omar abides.
He's so chill. We had a mouse in the house, and he just is like, fine. he had no problem.
Give it to him.
Mouse in the house.
Give it to him.
That's what I'm saying. He's right next to me right now as I broadcast from home, just completely passed out. Nothing gets this thing done.
Mouse in the house.
That's what happened with Trista's dog, right? We were playing with Emma in the hallway, and then she came in here and was on air, and the dog went immediately to sleep.
The moment we gave our hot sports takes, Emma fell asleep.
Oh, yeah, that checks out.
Yep.
Just hung out asleep. It was great.
Hey, it's good if you can do it, man. Neither one of my kids likes fireworks all that much.
I love
So
fireworks.
We never really... I think my parents would. That's a great thing to just farm out to somebody else.
Yeah, you should allow someone else to do a fireworks show. Yes.
But I'm saying, that's like, very important. Someone else can take your kids to the fireworks.
I'd be happy to, Dan. I mean, like, Ruben is in the sweet spot. Like, if we go to a fireworks show tomorrow, I think we're going to go to one in the burbs where some family lives. And that's an opportunity to let the 11-year-old or the 12-year-old roam free and learn what it's like to be in charge of their own fate. And have a couple hours out there. And then, you know, we got a little flag. You put up a flag with the picnic spot or whatever, and you come back to us. And now I treasured those early bits of freedom like that. I mean, you need that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I found a lot of trouble with fireworks shows when we moved out to Homewood.
Hell yeah, man. That counts.
A lot.
That's freedom. Go learn. Check it out.
I had to learn.
He's gonna come back with a bag of weed if he's doing it right.
Yeah, how much cash are you going to allow him to scrounge around with?
Well, how much, Dan? How much is a
twin?
How much is a bag of weed going for these days? How much should I give my 12-year-old son?
I wouldn't know. I don't buy flour. I could tell you what edibles cost or what a vape pen costs.
So I just give him a card and send him to a dispensary.
This seems to take away the whole point.
The romance is gone.
I learned freedom by going into Sunnyside.
The whole romance is gone. Although, did you ever, as a little kid, did your family ever go to an old-fashioned flea market?
Yes.
Like kind of like these weird, creepy, low-end flea markets?
Absolutely. See what you can
find.
They
would give us freedom. They'd say, look, meet back here. Here's a few bucks, and meet back here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
And what would you come back with?
Usually...
A sombrero?
All right, look, these guys got to go. They got to interview the manager of the Cubs.
Throwing stars.
Actually, what I often came back with was an interview with Craig Counsell, which will be coming up a little bit later.
I just said that.
On 670.
20 minutes till Counsell. Tanny's open, kicks us off. Who Spiegel went to the Cubs game with last night is so remarkable that it's probably worth leading the show. It's so cool. So we will begin there to inject some good vibes into this baseball season. Tanny's open, kicks us off. Have a lovely holiday, boys. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Okay, I'm going to rise up, going to kick a little ass, going to kick some ass in the USA, going to climb a mountain, going to sew a flag, going to fly on an eagle, I'm going to kick some butt, I'm going to drive a big truck, I'm going to rule this world, I'm going to kick some ass, I'm going to rise up, I'm going to kick a little ass, rock flag and eagle!
Okay.
America.
Okay. Thanks to Mike Florio, Garrett Podell, and Layla for joining us today. She had to run to the all-important 2:30 meeting. She can't miss that. She's not exempt.
Well, she's the lead anchor, and they've got a special event coming up. Oh, so
I get it. So, you know. She got all the NASCAR stuff.
Yeah, all of the NASCAR. Yep. And on southbound, actually both bound Lakeshore Drive, you will see all the fencing is set up. I just saw that driving in this morning for the race this weekend.
In fact, at night at 10 o'clock or so, you will have wonderful traffic still on Lakeshore Drive because of all the fencing and the NASCAR setup.
So yeah,
you got that going for you.
And it's down to like one lane going southbound, so I'm going to use the lower whacker hack to get back home today.
Lower hacker, am I right? Thanks to Ray Diaz.
No, you're not right.
Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka for their things and stuff. Parkins and Spiegel are here. Hello, boys.
What's up? Those of us Kennedy commuters.
I know.
I've no sympathy.
I know.
I live on that highway. It's horrible.
It has its own zip code. Highway has its own zip code. Danny gets mail there.
Well, life is a highway, Danny.
I mean, it's amazing, though. I am getting a lot of reading and YouTube watching done because I'm going 0 miles an hour for a 10-mile commute. It's just ridiculous.
How's War and Peace going?
It's insane. Danny's like, I'm really banging out these audiobooks. I'm like, I'm reading books.
Like, actual? Is this like Phil Jackson doing crossword puzzles while he's driving the team van?
Dude, ooh. It's safe. Yeah. It's safe.
No, it is not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is not.
Dan, I'm going 0 miles an hour.
Yeah, but you're still in a death machine.
My car.
Death machine.
That is the White Sox.
It has the like automatic braking thing that lets you know if you're coming up on a car in front of you too fast. It has the side sensors.
Okay.
I just coast along at 4 miles an hour home.
Yeah, we've got
everyone can see you.
We have achieved a certain level of the future now with the automatic braking thing and the side sensors.
I hate the automatic braking thing.
Me too.
I turned it off.
I usually disengage it.
I turned it off. Because I'm like,
well, that's hard for your reading.
That's true.
I didn't really think of that,
He's
I guess.
He's not getting a lot of reading done.
Yeah, I'm just going to change my reading habits.
I'm just saying.
No, you're right. Danny, you're right about that.
That's
it
what
definitely
I do.
Would mess up your reading.
That's what I
would
do
never
most
read
of my...
if I didn't have the automatic braking thing on.
That's what I do most of my writing, actually.
Yeah.
I do more writing than reading.
I do a lot of Legos. Really complicated grown-up Lego
the Death Star
architecture.
You know, you're just like,
yeah, Frank Lloyd Wright house, all that. Yeah, it's great to do while driving.
It's doable.
It became a scam at some point, the Lego thing. It makes me sad. The pieces are in all different kinds of shapes now. Like, hey, where am I going to get a piece that looks like this to do that? Oh, they just made one.
So
that's not a Lego.
Neither one of my kids got into Legos.
Ruben did for a while. I enjoyed it. I helped him make the mystery machine, the Scooby-Doo and the
mystery
gang.
Mystery machine.
The plural of Lego is Lego. It's not Legos.
You're right.
We did go Thank to Legoland.
You did out in California?
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend Justin Roberts, great kids music artist, nominated for several Grammys. They played New Year's Eve at Legoland. 7 p.m. show. I always loved that.
He probably got $50,000 for it.
I'm sure they did very well.
Yeah.
But what time's your New Year's Eve show? 7 p.m. Yeah.
I heard it may have been PK.
Actually,
that said,
that's perfect for me now.
You've aged into that.
Perfect.
Maybe
one set.
It was. I think it was a celeb that was saying that concerts. There should be a whole new thing now, of concerts that start at 5.
Dude,
hey, you know how many times Tributosaurus? We've talked about this. We used to do the 7 o'clock show and the 10 o'clock show. Eventually, we aged out of the 10 o'clock show, and we've talked about eventually adding the 5 o'clock show.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Or like an afternoon show.
Sure.
Like a weekend 1 o'clock. You want to rock? Get here at 1 o'clock.
I want to rock, and then I want to go play 9 holes.
And or you want to go to a show, then you want to go to your dinner at 5:30, and then go home. That's what you want.
But first, rock.
That's luxury.
Hey, man.
That is luxury.
Part of our success has been a 7 o'clock show or 7:30 show. And you can get home and relieve the babysitter, or whatever you're calling it these days, by 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
He's home relieving the babysitter.
Exactly.
Did you see what closed at Lincoln and Grace?
At Lincoln?
That hot dog stand, Mangi's?
Do you know
the one right up from down from Martyrs?
Yeah. No, I
near
didn't
the
know.
Trader Joe's there.
I've never
think
gone
that would,
there.
Really?
It's my fault. It's my
I thought
fault.
That would
Wait,
be
that place closed?
Yeah.
No, I would Martyrs think, is your spot.
I thought that would
it's
be a
true.
Frequent haunt of
no,
yours.
We would always go to Diner Grill. We'd always go around the corner to Diner Grill.
Dinner
Slinger.
Grill.
Or we used to go down Lincoln to the Golden Apple.
Still and there.
Let's go.
Yeah. Still going strong. Still 24/7.
Yeah, open every
one of
times.
The last. And the owner says, like, we don't have locks.
First,
and he didn't mean the smoked fish.
First Wednesday of the month for like 6 years of Tributosaurus, we would end up at 10:30 or 11 o'clock at the Golden Apple.
I tried to convince people after the Roy Wood Jr. show that that's where we
spot.
Should go. It's 100%, right there.
Yes. Was there 2 weeks
I'm
ago?
Like, let's
it's
go.
Still great.
Better never.
But I
best
feel,
Monte Cristo in town.
Yeah, like I you know I felt like the old guy, and I was just like, instead of us trying to go find some trouble, like. Why don't we just go hang out at this awesome diner that's around the corner?
So
get some breakfast for dinner.
At the beginning, we would go, and there was this one waitress. She was really cool, really nice, but she had terrible teeth, right? We used
oh,
to
I know
see her.
Curly hair?
I don't know.
Thanks for outing her, Dan.
I know her.
Oh, yeah, waitress with bad teeth, sure. Oh, yeah, of course.
No, great waitress.
Not anymore, because about 2 years in, she started going to the dentist, and by 4 years in, she had incredible teeth. So we thought, we tipped her very well every time. We financed her teeth.
Well,
we thought if we kept going, she would just add another layer of teeth every couple of years.
Like a shark?
Why not?
I think that's how it works.
The more milkshakes we got, the better we tipped, the more layers of teeth she would have.
When I was in college, Salt and Pepper Diner was the place to go.
Oh, yeah, on Clark.
So there's a... No, on Lincoln.
Near Sheffield.
There was also the Lincoln Diner, too.
Hold on, I'm not done yet, Dan. There's a place that's on the corner of Webster and Lincoln that is something, and it says, like, Salt and Pepper, and I'm like, is this where they went? Hmm. Is this their new venture? I can't remember the name of it, but it feels like it's like this, kind of like Little Goat. Like, it kind of feels like, oh, this is where they went.
Like a sub-brand of some kind?
Yeah, and now I'm like, do I need to go in there to inspect this salt and pepperness?
So what brilliant comics bit, famous bit?
Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
Mulaney's What's New Pussycat.
Yeah. Whoa!
Is that the Salt and Pepper Diner?
Has anybody been to what the Golden Apple on Irving Park on the west side of the Kennedy? In old Irving Park there.
I don't think
that
so.
That used to be a Golden Nugget. And now the old golden that Golden Nugget is now
on Lawrence?
No, that the other Golden Nugget on Irving Park is now Wasun.
I thought it was a Golden Shower.
Chinese
it's
place.
Not a Golden Shower.
No, but there is a diner, an independently owned diner
Tanny,
just opened up.
Peter.
Tanny's right.
Wait, you dumped that? Yeah, of course they did.
You didn't dump that. Now he did.
Yeah, he did. You can't. Late. I don't think. Hey, whee!
Dump that.
Yeah, dump that.
Out of the way. Ring the bell, kid.
What was your question?
So is that Golden Apple now? Is that what that
yeah,
is?
What is in the Golden Nugget on Irving Park?
I don't think anything yet.
Yes, it's a diner, but it's not one of these. It's not Big Diner.
But the Golden Nugget on near you is still exists, right?
The one that's the one on Clybourne and Diversey is still a Golden Nugget. Correct. They just redid it. And they doubled all the prices.
Oh. Well, I mean, still, you were getting a good deal back in the day. I don't mind paying the double prices.
Parenting question for the parents of the room.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Either you guys have any fireworks horror stories? I'm keeping Owen up tonight, taking him to the 9:30 fireworks show. That's almost 2 hours after the bedtime, but then getting out of there, won't be home till 11. He's done fireworks once, wasn't scared of them.
Great.
But I vividly remember my little sisters going to fireworks shows and crying, and then my dad having to like carry them out of there.
are you going headphones?
I think you should
because I think that's the thing that scares kids. It's the loud noises, not the light show.
Yeah, the thumpers that you feel in your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, those intentional
thumpers. That's scary.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good call.
That's part of the reason, strange enough, from the guy who's not a parent. But that's the stuff that like kind of gets the dogs, too, where it's the sound and it's the – how's Omar going to be dealing with all of this?
He doesn't notice anything.
Omar abides.
He's so chill. We had a mouse in the house, and he just is like, fine. he had no problem.
Give it to him.
Mouse in the house.
Give it to him.
That's what I'm saying. He's right next to me right now as I broadcast from home, just completely passed out. Nothing gets this thing done.
Mouse in the house.
Is that what happened with Trista's dog, right? We were playing with Emma in the hallway, and then she came in here and was on air, and the dog went immediately to sleep.
The moment we gave our hot sports takes, Emma fell asleep.
Oh, yeah, that checks out.
Yep.
Just hung out asleep. It was great.
Hey, it's good if you can do it, man. Neither one of my kids likes fireworks all that much.
I love
So
fireworks.
We never really... I think my parents would. That's a great thing to just farm out to somebody else.
Yeah, you should allow someone else to do a fireworks show. Yes.
But I'm saying, that's like, very important. Someone else can take your kids to the fireworks.
I'd be happy to, Dan. I mean, like, Ruben is in the sweet spot. Like, if we go to a fireworks show tomorrow, I think we're going to go to one in the burbs where some family lives. And that's an opportunity to let the 11-year-old or the 12-year-old roam free and learn what it's like to be in charge of their own fate. And have a couple hours out there. And then, you know, we got a little flag. You put up a flag with the picnic spot or whatever, and you come back to us. And no, I treasured those early bits of freedom like that. I mean, you need that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I found a lot of trouble with fireworks shows when we moved out to Homewood.
Hell yeah, man. That counts.
A lot.
That's freedom. Go learn. Check it out.
I had to learn.
He's gonna come back with a bag of weed if he's doing it right.
Yeah, how much cash are you going to allow him to run around with?
Well, how much, Dan? How much is a
twin?
How much is a bag of weed going for these days? How much should I give my 12-year-old son?
I wouldn't know. I don't buy flour. I could tell you what edibles cost or what a vape pen costs.
So I just give him a card and send him to a dispensary.
This seems to take away the whole point.
The romance is gone.
I learned freedom by going into Sunnyside.
The whole romance is gone. Although, did you ever, as a little kid, did your family ever go to an old-fashioned flea market?
Yes.
Like kind of like these weird, creepy, low-end flea markets?
Absolutely. See what you can
find.
They
would give us freedom. They'd say, look, meet back here. Meet back here. Here's a few bucks, and meet back here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
And what would you come back with?
Usually...
A sombrero.
All right, look, these guys got to go. They got to interview the manager of the Cubs.
Throwing stars.
Actually, what I often came back with was an interview with Craig Counsell, which will be coming up a little bit later.
I just said that.
On 670.
20 minutes till Counsell. Tanny's open kicks us off. Who Spiegel went to the Cubs game with last night is so remarkable that it's probably worth leading the show. It's so cool. So we will begin there to inject some good vibes into this baseball season. Tanny's open kicks us off. Have a lovely holiday, boys. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.